It's no use, Patty. I'd forgotten for a few minutes, but it's all come back now. I can't think of weddings and new dresses when the thought of that interest crowds everything else out. It's due next month, $50, and I've only 10 saved up. I can't make $40 in a month, even if I had any amount of sewing, and you know hardly anyone wants sewing done just now. I don't know what we shall do. Oh, I suppose we can rent a couple of rooms in the village and exist in them, but it breaks my heart to think of leaving our old home. Perhaps Mr. Kerr will let us have more time, suggested Patty, not very hopefully. The sparkle had gone out of her face too. Patty loved their little home as much as Carrie did. You know he won't. He has been only too anxious for an excuse to foreclose this long time. He wants the land the house is on. Oh, if I only hadn't been sick so long in the summer, just when everybody had sewing to do. I've tried so hard to catch up, but I couldn't. Carrie's voice broke in a sob. Patty leaned over the table and patted her sister's glossy dark hair gently. You've worked.